This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
The Secrets of Hampton Court Palace.
Hi, I'm Zach, and I'm here visiting Hampton Court. It's a famous palace that's over 500 years old. Heard about Henry VIII? Maybe like me, you're learning about the Tudors at school. Well, this massive palace was his actual home.
This way, please. Stay together now.
The tour's taking a look around some of the more important parts of the palace. Those for the VIPs. Hey, check this out. Henry had his very own toilet. It's something they call a closed stall. Kind of like a posh chair with a potty in it. There were a load of other toilets at the palace too. Like the guard robes and base court. There's no toilet paper and flushes, though it does make me wonder how they kept everything clean with so many people at court. Must have been dead whiffy. Looks like I'm outside. And it's night time. Strange smell in the air. It's wood smoke and the smell of manure from horses. But there's something much pongier as well. There's someone carrying a bucket to that wagon, and it smells pretty bad.
Mind your back, young sir. Nightman coming through.
Oh, is that what I think it is? A bucket of poo?
Nah, it's roses, ain't it? Of course it's poo. After all them guests feasting, what do you think? You should see the state of them gongs. Head high they are.
What's a gong?
Where have you come from? Them gongs where the waist goes after you've used one of them garderobes.
Ah, the loos.
They call us scourers. Gong scourers.
So why are you carrying around a bucket of poo?
Well, the gongs are just pits lined with bricks. Once the waste is in them, there's nowhere for it to go.
So just massive pits of poo?
And we scoop out what we can using buckets on rope. We then have to climb into the pit to get the really hard stuff and give the bricks a good scrub clean. So it pays to be small like me and to have a candle.
But isn't this like the worst job ever?
Depends on your opinion, doesn't it, mate? King's tough on things being clean. People used to wee in the courtyards and make a terrible stink. So we put crosses on the walls. No one wants to wee on a cross. God might take a pretty dim view of that, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's pretty neat that there are so many toilets here. And that they get cleaned out.
By the very best, too. His Majesty values cleanliness and never more than here at the palace. They say he considers it a retreat from the dirt of the city. Philip Long's me boss, gong scourer to royalty, no less. Me and the other lads, we're never short of work, and that means money to buy bread. I'll take that over starving any day. And once you get used to the smell, it's not so bad. We work by night so as not to offend the courtiers. By morning, we can rest up when all the other folks start in their work.
I guess it's a job.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. It is tough. The air's bad and can make you suffocate. Us lot get the plague and any other illness that's doing the rounds, much more than most. Still, someone's got to do it.
Sir Henry Norris, groom of the stall.
Ha! They're calling for the groom of the stall. You think my job's bad? At least I don't have to wipe the royal behind.
The king has someone to wipe his bum! He really does get everything done for him, doesn't he?
Well, to be fair, I don't know if he wipes it himself or not. But the page is on hand, all right. The king sits on the royal stall, beautiful, they say it is, covered in velvets and ribbons. And there's a dish under the seat to catch what falls. The groom of the stall's there to pass over towels and water, cleaning things up. It is a privilege. Make no mistake.
Privileges were weird in Tudor times.
Here, will you get a move on, lad?
That's Mr. Long. Look, these buckets don't empty themselves. I'll be seeing you, pal.
Yeah, I'm off too. Had enough of this pong. Phew, things smell a lot better here in the present. Life in general would have been smellier back then. It's not that the Tudors were dirty. They did what they could to keep things clean. even if that meant some pretty yucky jobs. And from what I can see, Henry wanted everyone to know that Hampton Court was top-notch. Can't have the palace smelling of poo. And just imagine Henry having his own personal luxurious loo and a helper on hand. That's pretty cool when you think about it. After all, if you're king, why go to the loo when the loo can come to you?
The Secrets of Hampton Court Palace, with support from Historic Royal Palaces. Find out more at funkidslive.com/palace.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.